Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Sometimes it's hard to find the little victories.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Especially on a dreary day like today.
Weird overcast, cloudy, man.
Dark out, no sunshine.
Kids are back at school. Partly.
Some. Not
some.
Mine, unfortunately.
Not all. Not
mine
all.
Are asleep, sound asleep. They're going to bug me in a few hours. What's some. For breakfast? But this is Little Victories. We're so negative.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait.
We started out real negative.
Take it back.
Little victories. I was really proud of myself because I left the house with everything today, and I'm sorry. That's a big deal for me. In fact, I got to work and I went, did I forget my coffee?
Nope.
Got her.
Got it.
There's
did
something
it spill?
About- Nope.
Got her.
There's something about having all your stuff and feeling ready for the day.
Yes.
Makes you feel really good.
But honestly, it really
honestly,
does.
Honestly, you and know, when you don't forget anything, you're feeling good.
You feel on top of the world.
Yeah.
So it's a little victory.
Yeah. And I worked out twice yesterday. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
What's your little... That's a little victory as well.
Dang, I'm proud of you.
Well, I didn't work out for like a month, so it was overdue. I'm making up for lost time, DZ.
Hey, I feel you. Listen, I still got to catch up. I got 4 months
to
catch up on.
Two days to make up for the last month.
Well, so I'm going to have to do 3 days?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
All right, what's your little victory?
Yeah, little victory is I'm just, you know, feeling grateful to be awake, feeling grateful to be alive, feeling grateful to be here.
Well, sometimes that's enough.
I don't really got much else, you know.
That's okay.
It feels good to be here, you know, get the day going.
Amen.
Yeah, feel me?
Amen. Well, the Hallelujah. Question of the day is coming up. Hallelujah. The question of the day is coming up next. We have tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival after Am I the Jerk? And if you missed it yesterday, I found the five, baby.
Whatever. Now you all braggadocious.
And I re-hit it on you. Did you find it yet?
I haven't even had the chance to look.
We'll discuss that later on the show as well. Our game of Find the Five is back. If you don't know about it, you're missing out.
Got to catch up. Listen back on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. Question of the day is coming up next. Hold on. Good morning. 103.7 Kiss FM. Wake up. Try to.
Wepa.
Hello?
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I got to tell you, DZ, it is school time, and I was very happy when my children's stepmother messaged me and said, you want me to get the school supplies? I said, yes, ma'am.
Please and thank you.
I do not take it for granted that she handles that every year. The one thing I'm very grateful for, that my kids have a step-parent who takes care of that. And so when I went and picked them up, on Sunday, their dad came out and said, hold on, I got some bags. And he went inside and he came out with three bags and two said Hudson and one said Owen. And they were their school supplies all prepared in a bag from like Whole Foods or Amazon. Like they came all together and
packed up. Ready to go?
Ready to
just
go to the school.
Here, take it to school?
It was amazing.
Oh, wow.
All in one piece.
Oh, that's nice.
Because you can now go online and put in the school or and they'll send you what you need. If like the school can put it in and then you just go to like Amazon, they'll send you the whole thing.
Wait, you don't even got to cart the list? You just give them the list?
You put the school, some of these, you can put the school and they'll pull up the list for you.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, that's big news.
As your kids get older, you're going to love that.
Oh, yeah. No, I like that. Well, right now we're still in, you know, the first stage of it. This is the first year Sammy's going to school, so mm-hmm. we're doing the
Well, first
the
it's fun.
It's fun.
By third, you're going to be screaming.
Oh, 100%.
You're going to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to have school supplies. Why am I paying for all this stuff on top of the taxes I pay for public school?
Maybe
like,
by
and
first.
And I got to pay for more?
Aaron, my wife's
and
a teacher.
And the teachers are underpaid? Mm-hmm. Where is the money?
So we might, by first, we might be like, yeah, no, we're good. so we might go through the process way faster because Aaron being a teacher and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, when you back to school shop, you do it at once or in pieces because I'm saying my kid's stepmom did it once. Mm-hmm. She just ordered the whole shebang online.
That's so dope. I mean, I think that's honestly how everybody should
but
do it.
But if I were shopping for Owen and Hudson, it would be in pieces. Like, we would never get everything done because I'd go to Walmart and Target and then realize I need to go to Staples for one red folder and I need to go to Office Max for
y'all don't got three ring binders?
One green folder, and then the next thing you know, we're looking everywhere.
As they get older, they're going to need manila envelopes too, man, for presentations.
I'm at Office Max now. I haven't been there in 20 years.
Shout out Office Max and Staples, bro. I love those stores.
Since I sent a fax in 97.
In all seriousness, yeah. I enjoy the shop in pieces. One, I don't like to be in 1,000 stores all mm-hmm. at once, right? Going sure. here, going there, going here. But sure. then you got to think, there's clothes shopping, there's shoe shopping.
Oh, I don't count that because I never got that when I was a kid. We never went shopping for school, shoes, or clothes. We just went back to school with whatever we had.
Whatever you had.
So every time I hear kids got to go back to school clothes shopping, that doesn't resonate with me. That was not a thing for us.
Oh, yeah, I got 2-3 new shirts.
Oh, no. It was like, you're wearing what you got. Good luck.
And a pair of Payless shoes, baby.
Yeah, Payless shoes for sure.
That was the back to school. You got a little something, but uh-huh. you had to have something new.
I always thought it was so cool when kids got to go back to school shopping for clothes.
Start the year with something.
Not me.
Maybe
that's why I don't care about clothes.
Got it.
See?
Nah, that makes sense.
It's not a thing for me.
Nah, yeah. A lot of us grew up, you know, wanting to do the clothes shopping half of it, more than the supply shopping half of it, but it always had to be in pieces. It was never done in one fell swoop.
No, never done in one fell swoop.
We did a quick little clothes haul pickup for Sammy's school day or Sammy's mm-hmm. school year.
Yeah.
We only did clothes yesterday. Mm-hmm. We haven't even touched the school supplies yet. We still got to do all that shopping. Mm-hmm. Now that I know about this pick me list.
Very nice.
Say less.
Very nice. 414-533-1037. Do you guys shop for school supplies or did you shop for school supplies in one shop, one piece? Or in pieces. Wait, does that make sense? At once or in pieces?
That's what I meant to say.
414-533-1037. Bella said, I miss Payless. Girl, same, because they were the only ones that has size 12, and I am a tall girly. I'm a 6 foot tall girly, and I needed it. And it was the only place you could find them.
Mm.
Somebody else said Dollar Tree for school supplies. Sure, but that wasn't what we asked.
Honestly, though, I mean, if you go on a Dollar Tree, is it an all-at-once trip?
Great.
What
then
a-
answer the question. Right. I'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about, did you do back-to-school shopping either now or in the past or when you were a kid in pieces or all at once? And Sherry in Caledonia texted in, said, I did most of it online at Target. I did have to get a clear projector. I couldn't find it on Amazon, but Mason goes to private school, so I can't order the bundle, but I wish I could. And I miss Payless, too. Sorry what we said about private school then.
Our bad.
Sherry, we were saying we're public school girlies over here.
Girlies and guilies.
It's only because we can't afford private.
I swear. Listen.
That's why we went to public.
I'm an immigrant, y'all. Don't forget that.
And my dad might as well have been, the way I got treated.
I was going to say, he basically was product of immigrants. So immigrants of immigrants. Yeah.
That's what happened. Yeah. That's why I say I never did back to school shopping. That was not a thing when I was a kid. We just, when we needed new clothes, they would go out and get it. It wasn't at the beginning of the year I got all these clothes. So I was always fascinated with the kids that got that.
It's like, wow, that's a new shirt. Nice.
Yeah.
You got to have a fresh fit for the first day. That's a staple.
For sure. You know what? Let's start with Amanda in Racine, one of the fan favorites this morning. Pull her up. Amanda.
Turn down for what? Woo!
Woo! Amanda, I want you to know the call has been put in to Lil Jon.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda, we cannot guarantee anything, but we have put the feelers out that you need some kind of encounter with Lil Jon when he comes for the Tacos and Tequila Festival because you scream his song every day on the radio.
We texted and they said, what?
They said, it's turned down for what?
What?
Huh? No, for nothing.
We're working on it.
I'm just excited to go.
You should be screaming turn down for what at that, but we're working on it. We'll see what happens.
Fingers crossed.
Moving on. Okay, did you shop all at once? What's the story? Because your kids are starting school this year, right?
Yeah, Savannah's starting 3K.
Exciting.
And I don't know what the hell is going on because I got school interviews, I got picnics, I got orientation.
For
I'm like,
3K?
Orientation.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, what is going
just
on
wait
here?
They're in like 8th. You're really going to be angry. I mean, 3K's got that much stuff to do.
It must be private school, too.
Apparently.
It must be private school. Or a preschool or a daycare. Who does that much for 3K?
Orientation. They got a gala. There's dinner.
I'm like, what the heck?
A gala.
How they got a founder's breakfast in 3K? What is going on right now?
Good times, you guys.
So needless to say, you busy just getting dresses before you getting any supplies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to schedule stuff. I have to get more clothes for her because she's growing out of clothes. I got to get the school supplies. I got a whole page of that. I'm like, I don't even know where to begin anymore.
The page of school supplies alone is going to send you reeling. Parents know what I'm talking
about. I'm already reeling.
Girl.
Sounds like you're wasting time talking to us when you need to be shopping.
I got to get to work on this.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love
you, or bye. Get you a stepmom for your kids like I got.
That could help.
Get yourself one of them.
Maybe.
Who knew it would all work out 10 years later and I'd be so happy about this situation?
Amanda was just like, bye, y'all.
Who knew that kids having a stepmom would be the best thing that ever happened to me, right?
Who knew? Not you?
Never say never. Never say never. Let's go to Waylon and Chea. Waylon, we know him. He's Waylon, what grade are you going into?
Second grade.
He sounds and talks like a fourth, fifth grader, but he's not. He's only going into second.
Waylon, I have to share this with you. Yesterday, Hudson found out who his teacher was for sixth grade. It was a very big day.
It's a huge day.
It's a huge day when you find out your teacher, Waylon.
Okay.
He said, but I'm calling about supplies, though.
So anyway, Waylon, do you shop? Talk to us, Waylon.
Did you shop, Waylon?
Okay,
no.
Fine. Mom, talk to us. What do you do
What's
for
up?
Shopping,
What's
Mom?
Up, Chaya?
Mom,
Mama
talk
Chaya.
To us. What's up?
All right. For school supplies, we do one swoop. We just, you know, order everything on Walmart if we don't have it from last year.
Uh-huh. And then it all comes.
But for shoes.
Different story.
Mm-hmm.
Waylon gets to pick out his own shoes. And we actually went shoe shopping yesterday. What kind of shoes did you get, Waylon? Jordan.
You got some J's? Hey, my man.
Congratulations. That's an exciting day.
What color are they? What color? Tell me.
That's exciting.
Black and white.
Oh, classic. Ooh. They go with so much. You can wear them with anything.
Mm-hmm.
He's a classic man. Mm-hmm.
Love it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. That's very exciting.
And then clothes. We hold off because Waylon's birthday is in 16 days.
Oh, that's so nice.
What's his birthday?
So September 5th.
Hudson's is the 4th. We're not going to forget this one. Okay, I'm writing it down even as we speak. So he's going to get clothes for his birthday.
So he'll probably get clothes for his birthday because he'll have all Ronaldo the GOAT stuff.
Ronaldo the GOAT? Whoa.
Okay, you got high taste.
Jay's and Ronaldo the GOAT. This man is designer. Has its own.
Waylon, you're going into second grade. Chill out, okay?
We going broke just talking to you, man. Whoa.
Yeah, seriously. I'm looking bad. I got to go. Thanks for calling, guys.
We love y'all, man. Appreciate you guys.
Sherry in Caledonia texted and said, well, Mason needs Jesus. When she sends her kid to private school.
You got
to
know him, bro.
You guys are hysterical.
Leave my mans alone.
All right, go to Allison in Racine next. Let's see what she has to say this morning. Everybody's got their own theme song today. You call 5 days in a row and you got your own theme song. This girl is on fire. Allison, good morning.
Good morning.
Girl.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking school supplies.
Yes.
And was it all in one for you or in pieces?
So I am just like my mother raised me, and I do it all in pieces. and everything is shopped by what is on sale this week, mm-hmm. and we're going to go and buy all the Crayola because that's what's on sale this week.
Ooh.
And next week we're going to buy all the notebooks because that's what's on sale this week.
Ooh, how do you know what's...
Dang, Allison,
how do you track
you?
The deal? Hold on. Put me on game.
Seriously.
Right. What?
Listen, I am the budget queen, so my mother taught me very well, and I am teaching my daughter the same way. You need to shop these
teach
ads.
Us. Right.
Stay
teach
offline,
us.
Stay offline, because online they're ripping you off with
stay
your
offline.
Instacart and your DoorDash and your Uber Eats and
they
all that.
They make it simple.
Slow you down.
He said, well, I like to spend my money frivolously.
Sometimes I like up paying for a butler to deliver my McDonald's, okay?
I
what of it?
You are paying three times that amount for that McDonald's alley. Yeah,
well, some budget, some butler.
Well,
it's
we
okay.
can't leave. We're on the air. What do you want? We don't have a producer. Who's going to go get it?
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm doing it. I don't know what to tell you. No, but she really is saying shop the deals.
Yeah.
Don't buy the notebooks when it's the Crayola sales week, whatever.
Well, it's kind of like, Allison, I'm figuring this out. I'm learning at this age that, like, for example, Walgreens rotates their soda every week.
Right.
The soda deal. So now I've been going to get all my Diet Coke every other week, and I get a crazy deal. And then I need it again. I go back in 2 weeks. I've never realized they rotate. They just rotate.
Mm-hmm.
They just rotate every week. It's crazy.
A lot of places actually do that. So if you get hooked up on their digital deals and their weekly ads and all that stuff, you will see all of those trends.
Yeah.
Like I said, I am a budget queen.
Wow.
I was not, you know, I worked for everything growing up. I was not a wealthy child.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you count money and look at coupons. Yeah,
exactly. And I was like, you know what? I can eat steak and potatoes and all this stuff. And, you know, obviously that's changed with my diet. But it's the same thing with fruit. Mm-hmm. Fruit is not cheap. It is not cheap.
That's why you got to go to Aldi.
I swear.
Right? You got to go to a separate store for fruit. I couldn't agree more.
Exactly.
I do the same thing. Allison, I knew I love something about you besides your name.
There it is.
Can I make one comment because I couldn't get a call in yesterday?
What?
To DZ. I just want to say to DZ, as a mom who has personally lost 4 children, I wanted to hug you so bad, and I couldn't get through yesterday because we were driving.
Oh, you heard him talking about losing his daughter and how we came up on the anniversary. Yeah.
Exactly. And that is the hardest thing for me is anniversaries to this date from 19 years ago to 7 years ago.
Really? That's when it hit you.
I celebrate all of them, and every anniversary is different. So I just wanted to tell you I was definitely thinking about you yesterday, and I want to reach out and give you and Aaron an air hug.
Thank you. No, I received and hugged back. Big embrace. For real, Allison. And thank you so much.
Thanks for being open about your grief and your loss, too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot to go through, Allison. So
it is. It is. And you know what? It's therapy, communication, and grief counseling. Mm-hmm. It's the only reason I'm still here today.
No, thank you for sharing.
We're glad you're here because now you're a part of this show, and we love you.
Love you guys.
We need
you. You guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
You as well. Much
bye,
love,
Allison.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Aww.
That was good.
That
thank
was
you.
Sweet.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
I don't know about you, but What Would DZ Do is one of my favorite times during the show.
I appreciate that.
It's fun. We get to give people advice, bad advice. You give even worse advice. You give even worse advice.
How is that a backhanded compliment? This
Sorry,
is my favorite
bad.
Time of the show.
And
we
by
get
the way,
worst advice possible.
Whoever texted in, did Allie find the 5? You're damn right I did. It's all up on the show yesterday. We did it on Facebook Live. My Facebook is just, you can go back and watch, and I re-hit it. So it's a hysterical what happened when I found it.
You keep distracting me about the task at hand. I'm going to stop whatever.
Anyway,
what
back
DZ
to what
do
would DZ
I,
do?
Hey, what would DZ do is find the 5.
If
that's
you
what
don't
I'm about
know
to,
about find the 5, you're going to know.
All right. Ooh,
all right.
You're lucky we got to move on.
Yeah, we got to move on. We'll talk about that later.
Find the 5 today. Watch.
It's hidden. It's all hidden right. in the studio. Okay.
This what would DZ do is going to get interesting, y'all.
Yeah, because what? Somebody wants to change their best man at a wedding?
Yep.
Dude, this is good. Because I know people this has happened to.
It's Allie and DZ. So my fiance and I were super excited to ask our bridal party probably a couple of months after we got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But now a year later, and with the wedding date getting close, my fiance's realizing that his best man just hasn't been there for him.
Oh, shocking.
He's been totally out of touch, not answering calls, leaving him on read, and honestly, their friendship seems to have gone pretty downhill since he asked him to be the best man. Now, my fiance is not big on social media, and I know he probably wouldn't ask this himself, so I'm wondering what you'd do in this spot. He's gotten way closer to other guys recently and now wishes that he'd waited to ask someone else until closer to the wedding. We get that relationship change, but when you ask someone to be there for you, it's a big deal. How do you change your mind without being awkward? And how do you even bring something like this up to someone, especially if the friendship doesn't even feel worth
it's gonna be awkward.
Saving anymore.
Oh, it's gonna be awkward. I don't care how you go about it, it's gonna be awkward. Let's just start there.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, it's gonna be awkward.
No, step one, it's going to be awkward.
Step two, men don't care about this stuff. When are they gonna realize this? When they invite dudes to be best men and then they're disappointed by the lack of care, man. A lot of women don't even care about this stuff. And now, I mean, seriously, I have that energy when as maid of honor, I'm irritated that I've got to do all this because I just don't care about weddings like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be at your wedding. I want to support you. I want to party. Don't ask me to spend $3,000, though, on everything.
It's expensive.
It is a huge commitment to be in a bridal party these days. A huge one. And we need to be talking about that because it's absurd.
I mean, and it's getting more expensive by the
day.
That's
what I'm saying. It gets crazy. The trips and this.
But you do that for the people you love. And when you're close to these individuals.
See, that's why you're here.
You make that commitment.
You bring me back around and say, but we do it for the people we love. Okay.
Right? Yeah, those soul individuals that are in your lives.
So then what's your advice going
to
be?
I hate to say this and you ain't going to like this. She got a backup. She's bringing this to attention. He might feel some type of way and maybe he's gotten closer to other people in his bridal party. But let me tell you something. When we got married, Aaron and I, we had a few people in our wedding party. My best man, I would not consider to be the person who stepped up the most for our wedding day.
Mm-hmm. And right? I don't mean I could see that with your party. I could see that in any party in general, that there's different ones that come to the table. Yeah,
You pick the group of people that are going to hold you down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You theorize in your head, if something happened that day, who is going to have my back the most? From your best man to the last man,
mm-hmm.
you got to be comfortable with everybody in that line.
True.
Now, I think you've already made a commitment. That person has already made a commitment also. I really don't think you should be changing best men.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think you just gotta let this ride out. I don't even think you need to have a conversation because how many times have we talked about the people in your wedding party you may or may not stay connected to? We've just rekindled with with my best man from our wedding.
Really?
Very recently.
Yeah.
And
it
was
because
he was in another friend of ours' wedding and we saw each other again and we're like, hey, we should hang out
soon. I know so many people like that who don't even talk to their bridal party anymore, or it was a time like a college friend, and then they don't see him anymore in their 30s because they
live across the country or something,
or they were a high school friend and that's who they picked at the time, and again, haven't seen him in 10 years,
right.
And now you have friends closer in your own neighborhood or whatever, you know what I mean? As life evolves,
and
or work friends.
The hindsight is always 20/20.
Yeah.
Always, no matter what. And I think you're trying to see the hindsight before the weddings even happen.
Mm.
You don't know. Maybe wedding day happens and this dude becomes
Steps up.
Right? And I'm not trying to give this guy an excuse because you should be very in tune to the wedding and what's going on if they need you for something.
I agree.
He's been dismissive. I get that. But dudes aren't forefront to begin with.
No, I agree with that. That's fair.
This is what I mean. She needs to take a step back. If your fiance isn't the one willing to take the first step to say, I want to change my best man.
It's his job, not hers.
It's his job, not hers.
It's his friend. It's his side of the bridal party. I actually agree with you on that, dude.
Yeah. And if he said
that makes sense, she needs to back it up. But do you know how brides get?
Right.
She's got feelings about this.
He's closer to other guys in the wedding party.
Mm.
Let that naturally happen. Somebody else might be more of the best man on the actual day, and you will be fine. Stop trying to control it all at once.
That's good advice. Let's go to the phones. Let's pick up line two. Screw it. I see all these texts coming in. 414-533-1037. Hi, who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning, Destiny in Milwaukee. A fan. You know who it is. Fan favorite
you just
over
gonna
here.
Say who like that? You just gonna who me like that?
I said who, and then to follow up with, you know who?
Yeah, right.
We just
like, who's
to you
in
yesterday.
My bridal party? Oh, you're who? My best man? Oh yeah, I remember you.
What up, fam?
Destiny, did you hear what DZ's advice was on this? What do you think?
No, I'm gonna go opposite DZ.
Of course. You think changing?
Out. Yeah, man. If you can't meet up with me because I'm stressing about the wedding to go get a drink, then what makes you think you're gonna be there for me on the day of the wedding?
Oh, solid point. I hear you. I do hear you.
But we don't know what he's saying. He might have some other things going on, but right. You leave it. My message is unread. Come on, bro.
Well, that's fair. DZ's saying let the other ones. That's why you have a whole bridal party. Like, teamwork makes the dream work. Mm-hmm. Let them all come together.
And when you go to the hospital, you got all types of nurses and everybody, but when you need the doctor, you got to talk to the doctor, right?
The best man.
There you go. The best man. I got all these other people there, but when I need my best man, I'm going to need my best man. If you can't be the bestie, well, then we're going to have to separate and, you know, talk weddings. About the rescue.
It caused so much drama for no reason. This is why weddings, really, I've had one. All the stuff that came up that was unnecessary, all the fights for no reason, it really sometimes can bring out the worst in people,
excess
man.
Excess of stress, for sure.
Damn!
Well, it's a high-pressure situation, and everybody wants to be perfect.
Invite me to yours and I'll come.
Except for their best man. Their best man does not care to be perfect in the least.
Hey, this is why we went to the courthouse and got it done. Sleek it, wham, bam, thank you, man. Part of the day. Ain't got no bill or nothing.
I love it. Well, I love it. Destiny, thank you for calling. You know we love
you. DZ, you're wrong today. All right, love you guys.
Yeah, love. Bye. Peace.
Katie in Milwaukee texted in. This is giving mild Bridezilla vibes. Back it up, lady.
I agree. You got your cookie in too many jars. Get it in your own and keep it that way.
All right, we're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, so we're talking about he wants to get rid of his best man. Well, she wants to really get rid of the best man. Let's be real.
And he might not disagree, but he ain't taking that step. He says he's gotten closer with other men in the bridal party.
Yeah, well, people are texting in all kinds of things about this, but I want to go to the phones first. Let's start with Mike in Waukesha. He's been trying to get a theme song.
But back to day two. Mike, what up?
Mike!
This is five, isn't it? Does it last week count or no?
It does. Is this five? Because you have a boat, so we're besties now. I mean, now that we know you have a boat, Mike, you're in. I mean, wait a second. Is
twos,
this...
fives, you know I'm dyscalculic.
So, whatever he says, is this really day five for you,
no.
Mike?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and you know what? I'm going to believe him.
Hold on, because we're going to have to find out what your theme song is. Then welcome, Mike, and congratulations.
Wepa.
Oh, thanks.
All right. So what is your advice, though, for the bride and the groom?
I think they need to talk about it. I'll be a little vulnerable here. I'm sure people text in saying stuff, but what? I actually had my whole wedding party stand me up.
Yo, and, whoa.
No, wait. Slow down. First of all, I'm proud of you for being vulnerable. That's a real man right there. And nobody better text you and say anything. What do you mean they stood you up?
The whole party?
Excuse me?
Yeah, they told me a couple weeks beforehand, maybe a month beforehand, like, hey, we ain't coming.
Would they have a group without you?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, there's more to this story, Mike. Why?
Well, there's a certain hunting season that comes up that I do hunt, but I don't partake in this
they
one.
They blew you off for hunting? They did not.
They said it's pheasant hunting season, my boy. We got a deal.
I actually had a couple of, like, well, one of the friends stayed, and then I had another guy be my best man that I'm pretty good friends with, and actually had family stand up and the rest, and it was probably better than it ever would have been. So
what's your advice?
I hope you're not friends with them anymore.
I mean, them definitely ain't hunting buddies.
You know, we kind of worked out. It's been 13 years since that day, so you gotta, everybody grows up different times.
All right, fine.
But I think, you know, don't be afraid to change it. Like, maybe dude's just afraid to be like, hey, I don't really think I'm cut out for this, but he doesn't want to be a bad friend. Like, he might just not know how to bring it up.
Somebody texted in and said, get rid of the whole bridal party. It's not necessary. Everyone at your wedding should be your support. Yeah. Like, everyone period.
It's drama.
Yeah.
It is drama, always.
Man, find a couple of people that want to turn it up with you and have a good time, but be respectful at the same time. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I did have a groomsman when I asked, go, oh, I don't want to be the best man, bro. He straight up said, I don't want that responsibility.
It's a lot of responsibility and money.
And I looked at him
organizing.
And
I was like,
oh, trust me. I know you're not the guy.
To say you know you don't want that role, like,
big. That's
you should.
Well, that's just as mature.
Some of these brides and grooms got to back down a little on these venues and stuff. I mean, it's so expensive. Like, we got married in a pole barn. Like, we partied outside
and had
a good time, and it was cost effective, and we saved that money and bought a house when I was 22.
Heard.
So,
man,
like,
grew up early. No wonder everybody wanted to go. That's 22-year-old behavior to go hunting and not go to the wedding. I mean, no wonder you got married too young, Mike.
He's saying, don't be scared to change it, though. Yeah. I guess I got to respect it, man. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Mike, we appreciate you. What a great story. Now, we're learning more about you every day. Hold on. We got to find out what you want your theme song to be, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, cool. All right, so that was cool. Wow. He's saying just let him grow up, and who cares, right?
Yeah, but also saying let him grow up, and also don't be scared to say, forget it. Change it completely. You had your whole wedding party stand you up, dog. That would jade me. What? No, I know guys let stuff roll off their back. I wouldn't let that roll.
No, I love to hold grudges. I'd be mad at everybody's today, to this day. Holding? To this day.
Holding? I'd be white knuckle gripping that grudge. Ooh, putting two in my pocket just in case.
I dropped out of a wedding once as I was the maid of honor in this city. It was 10 years, they're divorced now, but it was over 15 years ago, I think. And it was very awkward. We were never friends after that.
Is it worse to change the groom, the groom or maid of honor, or is it worse to bail? What do you think? I mean, kick him out or bail? Change.
Because then they all got to look at each other. Let's go to Ariana, though, in West Dallas. Last but not least, we're talking about what you should do. She wants him to change his groomsman, basically.
The best man.
The bride.
I got the special.
Ariana, your bad bunny has a little 103.7 in it this morning.
You get the custom.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
I just want to give a shout out to you, Ariana, because you work at Landmark Credit Union. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. They did a whole. Never mind. They did a whole special on her, and she says you may hear her on the Allie and DZ Morning Show.
Oh, you sure do.
She said she loves to listen to us in her bio.
Not us smitten in the morning.
Oh, they'll be glad we gave them a shout out. Don't worry, Ariana.
No, I do. You guys make my mornings every morning. So even on my bad days, you guys make my mornings when I'm driving to work. So I appreciate that.
Honestly, same.
Honestly, I don't know if you guys know what you do for us too. Seriously. I hope you guys know that because she says on her bio, she says that I listen to the Allie and DZ Morning Show on 103.7 Kiss FM every morning, and I got the chance to meet Allie at the at a concert, and then she put us a picture of me and her. I'm like, yes,
you're
girl.
You're too cute, Ariana.
Coming to pick you up, take you out to lunch.
I know. Now we gotta take a picture of three next week. When I see you guys.
Yes. Wepa. You got it. West Dallas, baby. We're going to be out there next week. Don't you worry.
Yes.
At the Farmer's Market for the back to school night for West Dallas, West Milwaukee. If people are wondering what we're talking about, that's on Thursday.
We'll be there next Thursday.
Okay. So, Ariana, what's your advice for the bride and groom?
Look, I just got married this year, and my son was my husband's best man. I mean, that's his new stepkid. And honestly, family comes first. Like, I had my bride, my maid of honor, which was my daughter and my sister. Well, my sister's, like, very vulnerable. She's really young. So she didn't know what to do, you know? So my parents stepped in. My true friends stepped in to help her out. Even though I didn't choose them as my maid of honor, they stepped in and stuff. But I think he has a voice, too. I mean, it's his wedding, too. Even though, like, we're bridezillas. I wasn't a bridezilla person.
I said, even though we're bridezillas, she self-admitted.
But, I mean, he has a voice, too. I'm pretty sure he's paying for his wedding, too. I mean, like, he has a say, you know?
So then he should do it? Or what? She needs to back up is what you say.
Yeah, she needs to step back for a little bit. I mean, she has her own choices. She's going to make most of the decisions. Let him just make this decision himself.
And if he won't do it, let it be.
Exactly.
Pick your battles. This is not one that matters. Nobody cares about who the best man is. When you recap your wedding, you're not going to be talking about, anyway. You're just not.
I noticed your best man.
All his groomsmen are going to plan his bachelor party together. Not only like the best man, you know. So, I mean, they're all going to pitch in. At the end of it, that's what my bridal party did it.
You hope.
I'm telling you, nobody remembers the details but you. And I'm going to say that one more time.
Say it again.
Nobody remembers the details but you. See that?
See what?
Me winning over here. 103.7 Kiss FM. Ha!
What have you won? Exactly.
I found the find.
It was
the best day ever. I spent an hour looking for it, but boy, did I find it. You're really messed up for what you did to me. I am on Facebook Live, you guys, yesterday. It's all up on my Facebook page. The whole video is still there. DZ had the five right in front of my face as I'm ripping apart the studio, and he's showing everyone on Facebook Live that's just sitting on the Giannis bobblehead wrapped around the trophy, and I didn't see it, and I'm throwing the bobblehead left. I'm throwing the bobblehead right. The five was in front of me the whole damn time.
The whole time.
I hate you so much for that.
The number of times
I love you, but I hate you for that.
It made me nervous. I was like, oh my gosh, he's touching the bill.
I touched it over and over.
You literally had your thumb on the $5 bill at one point, and I went, she's looking right at it.
She's looking right at it. If you don't know, if you're new to this show, we have a $5 bill hidden in this studio at all times, and it goes back and forth between me and DZ, because it started as, you know, you tried to give me five. I said, take it back. You threw it in my purse. Here we are now.
Here we are.
It's find the five. It's been going on for like 2 years,
years.
I had not found that five for how many months? Since like last fall?
Nine months.
It almost been a year.
About 9 months, going on 10 months. Because, yeah, as we found out, I had secretly told some of our regulars, shout out Bella and Amanda.
I can't believe you told people.
Because I knew I was going to forget.
It's not how the game works.
And well, it worked then because I knew I was going to forget. And it ended up working out because nine months later.
Everybody was clowning me on Facebook Live because everybody knew where it was but me. I'm on Facebook Live going, where is it?
I showed everybody.
It was actually really funny. When I watched it back, I was dying. I was like, wow, I'm a moron. Like, I am just holding the $5 bill and everyone's trying to tell. I'm not reading the comments. They're all telling me where it is in the comments. I'm not reading them.
I was throwing Easter eggs left and right.
This is
I was what
like,
I get
for not listening.
We're
you're
just
telling
being,
me.
We're just being Giannis. We're just being Giannis. You're really close.
That's what I get for not listening. Well, anyway, I found the five and now it's rehidden.
Dang it. Oh, that is. Why am I laughing? Now I'm the one that's got to destroy the studio.
I'm actually really proud of this spot. It's
are
not
you now?
And it's not a pie, I'll tell you that, because you have a bum knee, so I'm not going to make you climb on anything.
You know what? I appreciate
it's not
that
a pie.
Because I would not have had the same courtesy.
I know.
I'm just telling you straight up.
Don't worry, I'll get you back another way. It doesn't have to do with your surgery.
Touche, say less.
But yeah, it's hidden and it's not up high, and that's all I'll say.
Oh, it's on.
Don't look high up. You don't need to tear apart the
don't everything. Waste my time trying
no.
to get hurt.
No, there's plenty of places
okay.
to look.
Okay, say less.
And I'm very proud of this. And only and nobody knows where it is. Maybe one person in the building. Maybe.
You better not tell Aaron.
I'm not telling anybody.
Okay. All right. I was gonna say, because I can see y'all being in cahoots behind
my
back.
Maybe I will.
Oh.
Maybe I will tell your wife. You ready for the am I the jerk of today? We got this yesterday. She was very upset. It has to do with traffic, so it's going to trigger a lot of people in their cars right now.
Traffic, looking for my chapstick?
She said, am I the jerk for what I did in traffic?
Okay.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she sent this to the Kiss FM Facebook page, which then I found. But you can always email us, amithejerk@1037kissfm.com. She wants to know, am I the jerk for not letting him merge? And then I was like, huh?
Well, that...
Hold on, though. You got to hear her out.
That sounds wrong to begin with.
Yeah. But hold on. I really had to read and really process. I was very serious reading this at Pilates last night. Well, I was honest to God.
You was intently listening.
I was in a plank reading her message going, huh? She says, Allie and DZ, so I take the same route to home from work every day.
Makes sense.
And I have the last 3 years. I don't like sitting in traffic as much as the next person, but it's part of the day at 4:30 p.m.
Mm.
This specific scenario is on the interchange of 41, when you can either head south towards Chicago or stay right and go left towards Beloit.
Ah, got it.
The interchange isn't important because this happens everywhere. She says, so every day, the left lane headed towards Beloit is always jammed up. So am I following this? She's on 41 passing like Bayview going south. Is that what she's saying?
That's what it sounds
and
like.
And you can either go straight towards Chicago.
Right.
Or if you go to Beloit, is it left? I thought it was right
it's
to
technically
Beloit.
Right.
That's why I'm like, are we thinking of the right one here?
You're going south, unless she's coming north.
The left lane headed to Beloit is always jammed up.
She must be coming north.
Anyway, I'm with you because I think it matters in this scenario and you'll understand why it matters.
No, but yeah.
She says the interchange isn't important, blah, 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 because this happens everywhere. So every day, it's the left lane headed towards Beloit is always jammed up. There's only one lane. So you just have to find a podcast like Allie and DZ, listen to Brew, gather your inner patience, and wait.
Fair.
After sitting in line for 10 to 15 minutes, pretty much daily, there are always people that try to merge last minute and get in line ahead of all of us that have been waiting.
The creepers.
So on this particular day, I wasn't having it. I noticed the guy behind me was close to me, and I was close to the guy in front of me. We have a merge barricade.
I've been there. Yeah, you start the wall, yeah.
We aren't going to let anyone in. About 20 yards before we need to take our exit, as expected, this guy turns on his blinker.
Mm-hmm.
I inch closer to the car in front of me, then try to merge in front of me. Then he tried, and I won't let him. He ends up obviously taking the wrong way. I got a satisfaction from this.
You sent that man off.
You sent that man to Beloit. No, she sent him to Chicago.
No, she sent him to Chicago.
She went to Beloit. Am I the jerk for enjoying making the man go the wrong way after he tries to merge last minute? Okay, Now, there are people right now in their cars losing it. And I want to say something. She says the interchange isn't important. I actually think it is important.
Yeah, because it depends on where you are. Depends on how many lanes.
If you're at State Fair, that's a zipper merge. If you're on 94 right by State Fair Park where the big pumpkin and all the rides are, right? If you're cruising either way, well, if you're cruising towards downtown going east, that's a zipper merge.
That's a zipper merge.
You have to let people in.
It's one for one. One, two. One, two.
Do not merge early. People merge early. It makes me crazy. It screws up traffic. That's not the way it's supposed to work.
Take the lane all the way down.
Take the lane all the way and then merge at the merge, people. So, but when you have one like this,
if people are on the
shoulder, this is not a zipper merge. That's why I was like, it does matter, because same thing if you're on 894, let's say, coming south and you want to go right towards Beloit or left towards 76th and heads towards Chicago, right? 76th Street. You would have to get in line way ahead.
You would.
You'd be a jerk if you tried to get over at the last minute. That's not a zipper merge.
Yeah.
It's just bad engineering of the roads.
True. But then I'm thinking of 894 coming westbound, right? When you're just passing 27th on exit 9.
Sure.
Where
27th and Loomis and all that.
Just past that. But
60th Street.
But you're on 894, right? Uh-huh. You're coming westbound. It cuts you off because the lane ends. And it's technically a merge, but it's not a metered light. So it's just the lane ending. And some people will literally travel that all the way down. Technically, that's not wrong. Technically, they have
Is that an exit lane? Then it's wrong.
It's not an exit lane because the exit lane is one over.
It's just an extra lane that they use so traffic could flow, and then it merges back down to less lanes.
Which isn't technically a zipper merge. It's just a lane merge. So if this is an instance where I think it might be a lane merge, you gotta let them in. If they take that all the way down, they have until that becomes shoulder to technically drive on as road. And if you get cut off at the perfect time, you gotta bite the bullet.
Somebody said she's talking about 894 westbound to Beloit. Okay, then that's not what she said.
She made it sound like she was going the other way.
So if she is going westbound. Yeah, because she'd be going left to Beloit. Like you're coming to the damn radio station.
Right.
Yeah.
That.
No. She's heading towards Hales Corners, Muskego, and all that. And she's heading.
She's cutting somebody off. She arguably.
No, I don't think she is. That's not a zipper merge. I don't think she's a jerk.
I think there's enough lane to let people through, though. If that's what I'm trying to say, it might not be a zipper merge, but if it's where I'm thinking she's saying, there's enough lane to let people through.
To let people in, and she was just on one that day.
You know, say it's a semi, right? They don't have that brake power. Say it's a bigger truck. I'm not trying to gas you up and make call her the jerk, but I think there's enough lane, and you're right. It matters where she was.
Somebody texted in. I don't even have to hear the rest of the story. Not the jerk. The Beloit turnoff is terrible. Take it every day to get over. Like people get over like they're supposed to and sit in line, and other people try going all the way right before it turns, and I'm not letting anyone merge. Jason from Maguana, go.
It's basically a fork. You're right. Like it's a fork in the road, and some people take that lane all the way down. I don't think they're wrong.
It also makes me mad when people hang out in that lane and aren't exiting and hold us all back.
And then
that makes me crazy too, but that's a different am I the jerk.
Don't make me go there, because then they get all the way far right, and it's like, why
did you do that?
Ooh, Lord.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically barricading out the guy trying to get in. She said, I sit in this line every day for 10 to 15 minutes in the afternoon trying to get on whatever, I'm assuming 43 South towards Beloit.
Yep.
And they did not want to let this guy in.
She had it.
The guy ended up going the wrong way. So he ended up going 894 North. He went to the zoo. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Or she's got her directions wrong. Who cares? I guess it doesn't. She's saying the interchange doesn't matter.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag? on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I think it does,
though. It does.
I think it does, too. All right, we're going to talk to you guys next. Is she the jerk?
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So we got this, am I the jerk? And she wants to know if she's the jerk for basically creating a merge barricade with other cars,
mm-hmm.
And not letting somebody who tried to merge at the very last minute in. And we got confused on what the intersection is, and so we're not going to obsess over it because that's exactly what I'm doing. I think she might have miswrote one of the directions because what she wrote doesn't make sense.
Might have gotten turned around.
She talks about going south towards Chicago, and you can either stay right and go left towards Beloit. So I got stuck on that. I was like, but you don't go left towards Beloit. You go right. So I got all stuck on that fact. I'm like, hold on.
And you're coming westbound then if you're
like,
going left towards Beloit.
I'm confused. But it does matter because if it's a zipper merge, I'm sorry. You're supposed to let people in, which
you
would
are.
Make her the jerk. This does not sound like a zipper merge.
We don't know what it sounds like.
Fine, let's go to Julian in Milwaukee and see what he thinks. He's got his own theme song from calling 5 days in a row.
These beautiful things that I've got.
Good morning.
Morning,
Julian.
Julian!
I'm scared to say anything about you after he went off on us last time.
just play nice.
Well, we're good now.
Oh,
good.
Okay. You got it off his chest.
He was like, yeah. Why are you guys so mean to me?
Dang, our bad.
Our bad. No, we love you, Julian. Okay, is she the jerk? What do you think?
She's not the jerk.
Ooh,
in this instance.
Really?
No, because you see it so much. Everybody pretty much drives the same route to
yep.
and from work, whatever.
Yes.
So they know they have to merge. A lot of people like to wait last minute, try and jump the line and merge it.
And that's messed up. I'll agree. Even when I do it, it's messed up.
Yeah. If it's a zipper merge, then yeah. You have to let them in.
Yeah.
But then there's some people that try and take advantage, and there's three or four cars flying by you trying to get in. If we're up to the shoulder and you're not supposed to merge, I'm not letting you merge.
If you're in a zipper merge, like by State Fair Park, and you are not letting people in, you're a jerk. But if now they're on the shoulder, like then they're just going
That's
too
different.
Far.
But now,
it should be every other car at the zipper merge. I don't care if seven cars fly around you. It's still every other. Period.
Yeah.
See, exactly.
Seven don't go in front of you. It's every other.
Let me argue about the doorknobs that are sitting there 50 feet back from any actual merge.
They're the problem.
Causing a jam up because they're trying to get in the left lane to get over when you could really take the lane all the way down.
Well, that's the problem with the zipper merge. People are convinced they're supposed to get in line a million miles before.
Why?
Because of the other interchanges like this one where it's not a zipper merge that Julian's talking about. Like when you get on 43 south to Beloit, it's one lane. There's no zipper merge. It's like get in the lane or get screwed.
It's get over or get lost.
Yeah, for sure.
I drive CDL trucks. I drive the big concrete truck.
Oh, you know what's up.
It's a pain because nobody wants to let you in. I get it. You don't want to sit behind this little truck.
Sure.
But I'll ride the bumper of whoever's in front of me because...
So nobody gets in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And people get mad regardless whether you're right or wrong.
Well, next time a truck doesn't let me in, I'm going to be like, Julian, is that you?
Julian, let me in.
Is that All right. Well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing, Julie. And you say not the jerk.
All right. Have a good day.
Appreciate you, man. You too.
Not the jerk. Kicks it off. Ride them, dude. I don't blame him.
When you got a big wide body, bro, the last thing I want to see on a merge is a huge semi, a big old truck, or a concrete mixer, either in front or behind me. Yeah. No, I will do whatever I can in my power to not let you in.
I saw a semi hit a car at a stoplight in Brookfield the other day, and I was like, probably didn't have time to stop.
You saw him hit?
No, I saw the aftermath he was like, you rear into me. I'm like, the guy probably didn't have time to stop.
Did you brake check him? You know,
it was a hot mess. Ugh. All right, Tiffany's in Milwaukee next. Let's go to her and see what she thinks. Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
Morning.
We don't know what damn Morning. Intersection we're talking about, but we think we know.
And we're going to talk like we know.
Okay.
So keep going.
Is she the jerk for not letting the guy merge?
I don't think she's a jerk.
Wow.
And this is why. Because 9 times out of 10, the guy's going to do it again tomorrow.
Oh.
He didn't learn his lesson. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm very much like we work as a team. Work as a team when you're driving. Like, a hand gesture, a smile, you know, goes a long way.
Yeah.
And then you can tell the difference between, like, somebody who genuinely, you know, kind of didn't get over in time and needs to be let in.
Sure.
You know
somebody what I mean? That Versus, screwed like, up and went, oh, yeah. no, I didn't realize I had to get over. You see those hot messes yeah. on the road, and you know who they
well,
are.
They normally got their yeah. blinker on for
and
a
it's
mile.
Me. Because I'm on the phone or something. And I'm like, whoops.
Oh, so now I got to let you in.
No, you do not.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
do not. You do not. No, yeah. you do not.
But yeah, when somebody's
Unless
like bullguarding, not giving you eye contact, and just you can tell they're just trying to cut you
yes,
right off and
yes.
get right in.
Oh my gosh.
She knows the one.
Body language.
Yeah. The person in front of her and the person in back of her was like cheering her on in the car, I'm
oh,
sure.
They were. Like, she said they had a merge barricade. Nobody could get around them. They were teamed up, and I'm sure those cars were all like giving each other the thumbs up and waving. And
Oh, you yeah. you become instant best friends
yep.
with those people in line. Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We've all been
yep,
there.
Hero of the day, not yep. the jerk.
All right,
hero
Tiffany.
Of the day.
Thanks for calling, girl.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Back.
Bye.
Bye.
Jinx. Jinx.
Double jinx. Yes. Now tell me where the five is.
Nope.
Dang it.
All right, now let's go to Lance at Econowalk. Hi, Lance. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing this morning?
Well, you know.
Better now that we're talking to you.
Uh-huh. Lance, you heard it. They both said not the jerk. Are you going to sweep this out?
I'm saying not the jerk.
Ooh,
wow.
Go
Shot
on.
Back.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoever was merging to go to the zoo, it seemed like he needs to go back to his cage.
This man in his one-liner,
oh,
bro.
Lance, you're too
Who led
much.
The gorilla out?
Who said anything about a gorilla? Bye, Lance.
Bye, Lance. We love you.
Talk soon, man. Much love. This
he's a
man.
Character.
He's good.
He's a character.
He might not even have a real country accent in real life. Well, he could just be pulling our legs.
And he's at Conemaugh. He doesn't know where the hell we're talking about anyway, does he? We don't even know where we're talking about. I looked to see if she sent us a message to update us on where what the intersection was, since I can't, you know, figure it out, but whatever. So not the jerk.
Out?
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk. And it was a hard vacuum sealed sweat. Mm-hmm. out, not the jerk, down the line. Wow.
Do you know, yesterday, did you see the jerk on Facebook yesterday?
No.
It said it was a clean sweep, pun intended, because it was about you using the vacuums at the car wash.
Oh, you punny. Oh, you a punny. Oh, you a punny one, huh?
Clean sweep.
That's actually good.
Thank you.
Clean
All
sweep
right,
again.
So anyway, it is not the jerk. Enjoy your merge barricade, girlfriend. What's her name? I'll give her. Should I? Now she's writing right, not left. It was 894 South.
So it was.
I'm so bad with my directions. Thank you, Amanda. It was Amanda, and she's writing in now and saying, it is 894 South. So you either go left towards Chicago, right towards Beloit 43 South. I know exactly where you are. And yes, that person screwed you and you should not have let them in. So that guy ended up at 76th Street.
There's enough space. There's enough space.
Ooh,
there's enough space.
Girl.
Said what I said.
All right. You ready to give away these tickets?
Yeah.
All right, good. We have tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival coming to Franklin Field on September 13th. Not that far away.
Literally less than a month.
Lil Jon's going to be there. A whole list of people. Timbaland. And you could be going right now. 414-533-1037. Oh, by the way, you must be 21.
Gotta be
21. I just want to put that out there,
Checking
okay? Gotta be 21. 414-533-1037. Good luck, caller 30. 103.7. 97.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, wepa.
Ah, buenos dias. By the way, we're about to have somebody amazing on the air with us. They're going to be, we have a special guest coming in, and we have a lot of questions for her about something very big that went on in Milwaukee in the past week.
No, seriously, you don't want to miss it.
We have a lot of questions. But first, we have to give away tickets to the Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field. Let's go to Susie in Milwaukee.
Morning, Susie.
Hi, Susie.
Good morning.
Morning.
She sounds so happy. Well, you must not be going
very,
to work.
Very, very happy. No, I'm actually on my way. I just texted my coworkers that I'm running late.
Well, why are you running late?
Tell it's worth it.
Tell them you're on the air, baby, because you're going to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Excited. I've been trying for 3 weeks, no lie, every single day. They already know.
Good thing.
So I told them, if I'm late, it's because for a reason.
Wow. If you know I'm not. Know. She said, if I'm not on time, it's because I won on Allie and DZ. And look at you. You late, girl, because you won.
And there is something to consistency and sticking through. And 3 weeks later, look at you now.
Flex on them.
You didn't give up.
So there is hope. There is hope, everyone.
That a girl. So happy for you, Susie. Well, you're going to have a great time. You're going to see Timbaland, Lil Jon, Paul Wall, Trina. The list goes on.
So have a great time.
Exciting. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Fun at work. Hi to all your coworkers.
Hey, everybody.
Hey. Where are they at, ladies?
Hey, ladies.
Wait, did she say where she works?
No, she didn't.
Oh, where?
Do you want
Can
to?
You?
It's a nonprofit organization.
Oh, even
it's
better.
It's pretty big in Milwaukee, but I just can't say. Sorry,
okay, no, that's okay.
Well,
respect
damn.
That, though. No, that's awesome, and the work you do is huge. So
see,
even happier you won
to
now.
This is the problem. We want to give the nonprofit shout-outs, and they don't. It's the people that don't need shout-outs calling and annoying me.
We be keeping it low-key because, you know, we in the community like that, so we don't got to do all that. We don't got to do all that.
All right.
Nah, Susie, you're amazing.
Well, whatever you're doing, thank you.
Keep doing it.
Enjoy the show, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
Wait. What's the cause? Come on. Just a cause.
Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say it. I work for UMOS. It's in the South Side.
Okay. Got
it.
Well, what is
what
that?
I'm saying.
Tell us.
UMOS. So it is a nonprofit organization that we help with training, job seekers.
Nice.
We also offer a couple of other resources. So just a little bit there, but
UMOS Latina. UMOS Latino Resource Center.
Correct.
I see it now.
Yes. So nice. We do have that. Yes. Yeah. So.
Well, good. Well, then I got to have you in on Sunday morning. I'll have to have you in for our public affairs show.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea.
Exciting.
See?
Connections made,
girl,
Susie.
I'll be in touch.
Tickets won, connections made. Say less, double win.
How do I say I'll be in touch in Espanol?
Estaremos en contacto.
What he said.
Huepa, Susie.
All right, Susie, have a great day, okay?
Igual, thank you.
Bye.
She said igual, same to you.
Oh, very cool. All right,
I'm just a translator.
I know, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, it is your first language, Spanish.
True.
That helps since you're Colombian.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited, though, because we'll have another pair tomorrow, same time. But in the next couple minutes, we're going to get on the phone. Somebody very special is calling us from a very big organization in the Milwaukee area.
Huge.
I got to get her on the phone, and she's going to answer a lot of questions that we all have about what happened a couple weeks ago.
Some things we've been wondering for sure.
So mean for not telling you guys who it is.
Why? No, I think it's...
Should I tell them?
I mean, why not?
Okay. Somebody from the Wisconsin State Fair is joining us next because we have to talk about so much. Why the fair got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to all the tickets you bought?
The aftermath.
What happens to all the ride tickets you bought? Have they ever canceled before? I have like 900 questions.
Oh, we've got a lot of questions.
I have a lot of questions for the Wisconsin State Fair.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to them next, okay? I'm so excited to have her on the air with us. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Let's just pull her up. She's on the phone and she is ready to talk to us from the Wisconsin State Fair. Please welcome to the show our girl, Tess Kirkson.
Director of Marketing.
Good morning, everyone. To start it off with some Usher with some Pitbull. My goodness.
You know what's so funny? I just said to DZ while you're on hold, I said, I wonder if the State Fair could bring Usher and Pitbull next year.
We'll fill the grandstand.
No pressure. I'm a big Pitbull fan.
Come on
yes,
now.
Yes, girl.
You want to fill the grandstand? Come on now.
Right? I'm putting it on the list.
Woo!
Say less.
We love it. Well, Tess, you are the Director of Marketing and Communications for the fair, so we wanted to have you on because what a year.
What a year.
Wow. Okay,
and
so, I don't even know where to start.
We have lived 1,000 lives, seemingly, since since the start of that fair, of this past fair.
Wow.
And so much has happened. I mean, it was an amazing, amazing 10 days. So sad to cut it short.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you ever had, or do you know, has there ever been a time in history where they had to cancel a day of the fair? Has that ever happened?
There has been a time in the early 2000s. I think it might have even been 2000 itself.
Okay.
That they did have to close for one day, but then they were able to reopen. It was a power outage. But cutting it short on that last day, it was heartbreaking, honestly, for all of us. I mean, we work all year round to put on these 11 days, especially for our exhibitors, for our vendors.
Yeah, everybody.
It was really difficult. And we know we made the right decision. I mean, it was so, the weather was so severe. We know that.
Well, and how many people got really flooded. Hard. The pictures are phenomenal that went viral from the fair of people basically swimming in, like, water
insane,
at the fair.
Insane.
Shout out that young lady for sure, though.
People forget about their personal safety sometimes. I'm like, oh my gosh, we have to make good decisions here, people.
Let's not just swim through any water.
It is scary, but we had a ton of public safety officers out there too, just trying to get people to navigate through that. And we know that it was a tough situation. It was a tough day to lose.
Mm-hmm. And you lost Saturday night. Let's talk about that too, because I was supposed to be out there for the Taylor Swift party. I was so excited.
Then
you ended up, I think, calling it because all the crazy storms started and the flooding, like 5 p.m. Yep. It just got not safe to be outside in the lightning.
Exactly. Day 10 got cut short.
Right around then.
The lightning was insane. You couldn't have people outside for that.
Mm-hmm. When did you guys know? When did it really become obvious that we're going to have to cut it on Saturday?
And walk us through how that goes down. Like, are you guys panicking in the back room? How do you make this decision?
Everybody watching the radar.
Unfortunately, we've seen it. We've seen severe weather too many times in our fair days. And our CEO, Sherry Black, who was at Waukesha County Fair before this, has also just, she has so many years of experience over fairs and severe weather. So we have an emergency operations center that we activate during severe weather, and we actually sit there next to a National Weather Service meteorologist with all their technology. They're in the room with us, helping us make those best decisions.
Wow. I got goosebumps because you should. A million people come to the fair.
Our main goal is to keep people safe. I mean, that's, we don't have anything if we don't keep people safe.
Right.
So we take it really seriously. Our police chief is up there, our director of public safety and risk management, our manager's on duty, and it's a big collective
decision. Okay, so you guys canceled it on Saturday night because, hello, and we saw what happened, all the people losing basements and chaos, right? You did the right thing. So you get up Sunday morning, then you go, there's no way, or what? Was it just too flooded?
Was it all hands on deck to assess?
Again, you got to do this?
It was trying to get all hands on deck. And you got to think of it from the perspective of we all have lives outside of State Fair that we're trying to get. So as we started calling people around, hey, how's your house? How's your house?
Can you make it in?
I got goosebumps, I didn't think about the staff at the fair, and they have their own flood.
Exactly. Are you dealing with yours, or can you help us with ours? Seriously, that's what it turned into.
Right. So we knew once we got on the grounds and were able to assess it that just the community right then in that moment needed to have a break. We weren't going to be able to have our staff come in and all these things, so many road closures. So we knew we made the right decision there, although super tough. But we knew we made the right decision. And that's probably the hard, I mean, it doesn't make it much easier knowing that we lost that day for our vendors, for our exhibitors.
That's tough.
Even though some of our exhibitors got to show in other places then, which was great because we just know they work so hard year round too, just to do that.
It's their livelihood.
It is.
It's their livelihood. They look forward, just like you, it is the fair is your livelihood. You work, like you said, all year to put on this fair and to have it canceled. It's heartbreaking.
I mean, and you come from so far away. So when I was there the day before for the Milwaukee Bucks Kids Day, I was literally there and talking to a young lady who came up, wanted to meet, whatever. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I've got a pig in the pen. It's going to be in the show all year long. And then I got to thinking of them later and I was like, oh my gosh.
What about the animals?
The animals. I could only imagine.
What about the animals?
Y'all had to have sprung into action.
Oh no.
That was such an interesting point for us to learn too. Is like, of course, we're on the grounds caring for the animals and their exhibitors as well and their families.
Right. I didn't think
and so
about
they were
that.
All safe.
Oh,
but then we got a lot of questions about it. So we're like, we have to make sure we're communicating out to people too that the animals are taken care of, the animals are safe, which is so great too. There's just so many logistics to running an event that big.
I'm fascinated by this.
The different parties, vendors.
We have shopping vendors, we have food vendors, we have people coming to make deliveries. I mean, mm-hmm. we are just such a big ecosystem in a little town.
Yeah.
And then, of course, yeah, the exhibitors and their animals and the people that stay on site with us in our dorms.
Yeah.
There's
the
so
new
many
buildings that you didn't want to flood. Like, you know,
Tess, I could talk to you forever. We're talking to Tess Kirkson from the Wisconsin State Fair about the monumental year we had with the fair, how they had to shut down because of this historic flooding and the storms. And we're going through all the different emotions right now. What about the staff at the fair? Yeah. They're flooding. What about the animals at the fair? There's so many things I didn't think about. There's so many. How many people work at the fair?
Right.
Honestly, Tess.
During fair time, we can get up to 1,800 people during that time.
Wow.
And of course, then we're lucky, though, now because we have our race event this weekend. So people can get some hours in and... people have dried out, and we can really make up for some of that, mm-hmm. including some of our vendors, too, who are going to open in our free fan zone, so they get to come back and do that. So we're really lucky to have it spaced the way it was, so we can kind of make it up to those folks.
Mm-hmm.
And have people come out, too, if they're looking for that last fair day that they really wanted.
Yeah.
They can come to our free fan zone for the Snap-on Milwaukee Mile 250, then the race, the IndyCar race, and kind of get that last fair fix. So it's a nicer way, I think, to kind of... you know,
yeah.
put a bow on it, put an end to it. And then, of course, we have Harvest Fair come.
Oh, I love Harvest Fair.
You know,
it's
September.
Free. I love Harvest Fair. And let me tell you something. The Snap-on Milwaukee Mile race this weekend, last year was my first year experiencing
Ooh.
It. I had never been to any kind of race.
Me neither.
Obsessed, Tess.
It was cool.
It was so fun. My kids
it's
loved
so
it.
So cool.
So cool to watch racing.
I was in the
racing.
Same boat as you guys. When we brought back IndyCar, I was like, I don't really know a ton about IndyCar
right.
at all.
Same.
I don't know a ton about racing.
I like to go fast,
so cool.
I am a big fan. It is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Being in the garage is my favorite thing, where all those haulers come in and their Indy cars come out, and it's just so cool. And you see mm-hmm. the drivers. Some of them have been in F1, and so they've got this big, you know, fame around them. There are people getting autographs. It's just like a really high energy place
mm-hmm.
to be. And then you add in, you know, going 150 plus miles an hour on this little 1 mile oval that we've got. Insane.
We're talking so much about the oval. Now, if you just joined, we're talking to Tess Kirkson, Director mm-hmm. of Marketing and Communications with the Wisconsin State Fair, about the flood that they had through the past week. Now, speaking of the oval, a lot of people had cars stuck.
The Milwaukee on the Milwaukee Mile.
In the Milwaukee Mile, because we use it for parking.
I didn't even think
it
about that.
It had to have taken a while, right?
How did you get people out?
How was it to deal with that? I mean, I can only imagine, because I knew you guys had the 250 event coming up, and when I don't know if it's going to be clear. I don't know if it's going to be drained. I don't know if people's cars are going to be out. How are you going to work the logistics if somebody's car isn't turning on when it floods?
Yeah. I mean, and luckily that's where we're logistic experts when we come to, you know, operating a 200,000 acre, you know, a fair park. It's quite insane. But everyone
that's
got
cool.
out pretty quickly. It only
Good.
Took maybe 48 hours. There was a few, you know, stragglers that needed
yeah.
for insurance purposes
sure.
and things like that.
Sure.
But really, and then we were able to assess the track very quickly and make sure that we could put on the next event. Because again, going back to the safety of it all, I mean, we don't have anything without that safety element.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're feeling really good about that. IndyCar even came out. They took a look at it too. And we're just
did.
Like, we're really ready to turn the page and then just get excited again.
Move on.
For the next event.
I'd imagine. They got to make sure the track is safe for the racers.
100%.
For everybody.
IndyCar is going to be nice this weekend. And I like it what you said, Tess, about some of these people, if they lost hours, you know, that were expecting to work at the fair on the final day, they can come out and work then. So what happens to the tickets or the ride tickets that people bought maybe before the fair got canceled? What do they do with those?
And or parking, you know?
And or parking,
you know?
Parking, sure.
We basically have evaluated all of our ticket types, which there's so many, but you know, from selling at Holiday on, and we're going to do an exchange program. But one thing I'm really excited about is the cream puffs. So we weren't planning on having cream puffs for the IndyCar race this weekend, but
you're bringing
since,
them out.
You know, the cancellation of that day, we decided to have cream puffs not only during the race weekend itself, but also on Friday. We're going to do a drive-in type event. So it's you drive in, you park behind dairy building, and then you'll get out and order at those north windows. And we're excited to be able to have that and original cream puffs. People can get kind of a sweet treat, and they can use those vouchers that were unused that they planned on using on that Sunday or even Saturday night. They can use those here. And then we'll do a ticket exchange program come mid-September, we're hoping, where people can either come in and exchange their tickets, or they can get in touch with our ticket office to make sure they're coming back for 26 on that day that they missed that Sunday.
That's awesome. So hold on to your tickets. Hold on to everything you bought. You will be able to exchange them. Don't forget they're having cream puffs all day on this Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the fair. Yes! And then the Milwaukee Miles this weekend. Well, you know, our community, it takes a village, Tess. Everybody has to come together.
The Wisconsin State Fair, I mean, really is the truest form of that. We take everything in Wisconsin and pack it into 11 days. Mm-hmm. And just to see the way the community rallied, not only around us, but all the other members in the community that were going through this together.
Yeah.
Was really heartwarming. We're even doing on our Milwaukee Mile socials right now, we're doing a road to recovery contest where if you go out and you're helping clean up, you can get tickets, GA tickets to the race this weekend. So definitely check that out.
Stalin.
All you got to do is what? Post it online? Hit somebody up?
Yeah, you got to post it.
Go to the Milwaukee Mile.
Tag us, the whole thing.
Cool.
We're at Milwaukee Mile. So go to our social channels and definitely check that out.
That's great.
Well, Tess, thanks for coming on. I mean, like I said, I could talk to you forever about the fair and what happened, but you really answered all my questions. I feel like I know so much more, and there's so much behind the scenes stuff that I find fascinating.
So much.
Good luck at the Milwaukee Mile. Maybe we'll see you there, DZ and I.
Fingers crossed.
And enjoy the cream puff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Drive up this weekend, everybody. And hold on to your tickets. Hold on to your tickets.
Of course, yes, and get ready for a fast weekend.
Woo! All right, thanks, Tess.
Thanks.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Well, Nick Cannon said he doesn't believe in the term co-parenting. Am I reading this correctly?
Yeah, he said he got a little gripe with the label of co-parents.
He's got 12 children with 12. 6 women, and we're not judging that. Because even though it's crazy, and I wouldn't want that many baby daddies, just for the mere dealing with them would be annoying. It has nothing to do with not wanting the kids. I don't want to deal with 6 dudes.
I got my own conspiracy as to why he's having so many kids.
Why?
Well, I think he's looking for a cure.
He wants to start a cult or something?
No, he's looking for a cure for his lupus.
Oh. Yeah. Has he ever said that?
No.
Or you just think that?
No, that's just my theory. Mm. Like, I mean, platelets, blood, stuff like that.
Maybe.
That's, again, well, 100% a conspiracy of my own heart.
Okay, well, nobody is going to judge Nick Cannon for how many kids he has here, because that's not what we're talking about, even though it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to talk about is how he doesn't believe in the term co-parenting. I think that it's important to say things like co-parenting, because so many of us don't get along.
And I think
you know
that's
what
where,
I mean? He doesn't get it.
I think that's where he's coming from.
He's got money.
With
he can pay everybody off. He doesn't get it.
His reasoning said it's because we don't have the co-parent. We're just parents. We throw labels on things, and then we think it does more harm than help, and it can get to a very dangerous place because everybody else then has a preconceived notion of what you're doing. Kind of what you're getting at. Yeah, you throw a co-parent label, it's almost like saying we co-parent because we have issues, right?
Mm, like we're not together. You're not.
Or we don't get along, whether you're together
to
or not.
To me, it's the co-parent because you aren't together, and that's why you co-parent. I get it that I guess a married couple or a couple who's not married but partners would be co-parenting as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, but it's not the same.
But it's just parenting, right? Because mm-hmm. you communicate, you have your child's best interests at heart, and it somehow makes sense to me that when you put co-parent on something,
yeah.
that could tell people in underlying way that y'all don't really rock together, but you do just for the sake of the child.
See, I actually disagree as a single mom, because I think co-parenting is one of the only positive words we have for sharing children when you're not together, if
Speak
you want me
it.
To be honest.
Please.
Because we have so many issues. I mean, I'm divorced. I didn't want to get divorced. This is over. I mean, I've been divorced now, I can't believe this, almost 12 years, which mm-hmm. is crazy. Hudson's going to be 12. But honestly, the co-parenting is a positive word to me.
Okay.
So I think it's easy for him to say, because he's not with any of these. You know, he's got children with 6 women.
Mm-hmm.
Fine, his choice. I don't care about that. He can afford them. I don't think he's going to be able to spend time with them as much as he could, but okay.
But
do you? The point is, like, co-parenting is not a negative label in my mind, and
okay.
I don't think we should make it a negative label. If people are actually getting along, which is rare,
mm-hmm.
took me and my ex-husband years before I, you know, didn't want to kill him. I mean, literally. And now we're great. And I love, you know, that him and his wife, they're my kid's stepmom, that we all co-parent together. I love that we work together. It took a long time, but co-parenting to me is a positive thing.
It's a
positive term, and I don't think Nick should mess with that. And I think he's trying to change the narrative because of his weird situation. Well, that's fine, but you're not like most of us. Most of us are not here with 12 kids and 6 baby daddies trying to co-parent, okay?
True.
So, like, I don't know. That's why I go, well, Nick, you can't even, it's so relative.
Well,
his situation is not like anyone else's.
The reason it made sense is because in a root, we are co-parenting,
for sure.
Right? There is a one and then there is another.
Mm-hmm.
So whether you're married, whether you're partnered, whether you're with somebody, or whether you're a single parent that has another person mm-hmm. in another household that takes care of that child 50 or whatever percent of the time, I think there is an essence of co-parenting that we all always do.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife, happily married. We co-parent.
You do.
We parent together.
Mm-hmm.
I hear what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
that co-parenting happens in a very natural sense, but the way he applied the science behind it mm-hmm. made me realize that some people might automatically go, oh, you co-parent. That means there are issues behind closed doors, and that's why it's a co-parent, not just
like it's
parenting.
I get that. I hear that. I just wish it would be it's one of the only positive terms I can think of when you're co-parenting,
yeah.
where it doesn't sound bad, you know. Nick Cannon, listen, he said, this cracks me up as I'm reading more about this, he said the 6 moms of his children don't get along. No kidding. He said, do you know 6 women anywhere that get along? Well, first of all, I find that insulting. Yes, I do, Nick. But then he says, the women don't necessarily have to be friends. They have their own lives. They raise their children the way they want. So he doesn't even have a smooth situation.
No, he
doesn't.
That's
what kills me about this. I'm like, well, if you're going to speak on it, then have everyone getting along, or admit that you made a mess by having too many people involved, and just call it, say, maybe I didn't pick the best route. I love all my kids and I'm glad they're here. He had 2 twins with Mariah Carey,
yeah.
and then it just two from there, right? He had 10 more after that.
What do you think about opening it up and saying, do you think co-parenting is a positive or negative term?
Yeah, I'm down for that. 414-533-1037. I think that's a great question because I'm curious. I agree with you. Everybody's co-parenting. But at the end of the day, somebody
parents.
Said, nah, let's judge him because he can't keep it in his pants and instead doesn't want accountability to his kids. No, he takes care of them. I mean, financially. I don't know about emotionally. That's none of my business. I ain't got nothing to do with that. But
he himself just said that the baby mothers don't obviously get along, which means they might not all be able to be in the same space at the same time. You're splitting hairs
when
you have
on
that
him,
many
though.
Kids. That's on him.
That's on him to have those women get along. So he has some nerve ripping on that term, in my opinion.
I'd be curious to know if people feel that the term co-parenting,
term?
Do you feel negative or
no.
Do you feel it's positive?
I think it's a great term. All right, you know what? We're going to talk to you guys next. Hold on. We're talking about the word co-parenting because Nick Cannon does not like it. I'm sorry, I can't. It makes me giggle because I'm not trying to judge him because he has 12 kids with 6 baby mamas. He said they do not get along because why would they? There's 6 women, which I resented that comment because I know 6 women in my group that get along just fine. We don't have children with the same guy.
I was going to say, y'all
that would cause problems, but you know, that's on you, Nick.
So he's projecting, basically.
Yeah, pretty much. So he doesn't like the word co-parenting, but DZ, you said it best. You're like, my wife and I co-parent. What's the difference?
Well, and the difference is when you're divorced, when you're separated, and then you call it co-parenting, to the outside world, it might give a preconceived, oh, there's something there.
You think there is a stigma with the word co-parenting?
To other people. When in essence...
To me, it's a good word.
Everybody co-parents. Yeah. You are one half of that child, and you are always co-parenting. It's meeting in the middle, mm-hmm. right? Having a kid is co-parenting regardless, but he's going, when you have separate households, mm-hmm. co-parenting is a negative term, and that threw me for a loop.
Says I went, he's always had issues with the phrase.
I went, really now? Well, I guess I see where you're coming from.
Yes, but I just want him to own his situation like he normally does and be like, yeah, I'm co-parenting. Amy's in Hale's Corners, and I go, do you have something to say? She goes, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right, Kool-Aid Amy, oh, yeah.
Hey, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
So overall, I think it is a positive term, but I also think that a lot of people have different ideas of what it means, and it can mean different things. I think it's very easy to just jump to the conclusion that, you know, oh, you're divorced or you're separated, like you're co-parenting. No, co-parenting, and I'm sure, Allie, you can echo this, takes a lot of work. And it's not something that
everybody and you have to eat a lot of garbage, and you have to swallow your pride and think about your children and get over your ego, get over
your
anger.
Are worn out taking the high road.
Girl! Sure. Don't even and I still snap once in a while. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I will once in a blue moon snap on my ex-husband and be like, oh, I need to get that out, and then we move on with our lives. But for the most part, it takes a lot of work, a lot of not fighting battles. Yes, and hopefully you can get along.
Sounds like raising a kid under the same household.
Well, that's the
also,
thing.
I
you
feel
know,
like that really developed because it's a way of saying, I'm separated from, you know, my child's father. I'm divorced from my child's father, but we're both involved. Because when you say co-parenting, then you immediately know that. However,
because a lot of people are not involved. You got a lot of co-parenting where there's no co-parent.
Zero.
They're by themselves.
It's a single
both
parent.
Ways.
Right.
We've seen that on the show. We have a lot of single dads that call in who have full custody.
Right.
We have a lot of single moms that have full custody that call in on the show.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also think you can co-parent with other people. Like, I co-parented with my now partner for years with our kids who started out as friends. I mean, for years. It was the back and forth, the, okay, I'm taking, you know, these two to practice, and we weren't even romantically involved at that point. We
Separate children, and you guys were friends, cordially.
Oh, you guys didn't know you were about to get together. Uh-huh. You were going to have an affair.
Right. No.
Oh, thank God.
Actually not.
After the divorce.
That's all I could see in my mind.
Our little boys were best friends. They met in baseball and they became best friends. So our families spent a lot of time together.
And then you guys organically got closer, but you guys were separate.
Yeah,
you guys
like
were
my
separate.
My friends used to joke and say that he's your co-parent because my ex-husband still really doesn't co-parent.
Got it.
So you guys were totally in love but in denial about it is what we're getting at. And everybody saw it but you.
But she was already divorced. So she was like, I mean, you never know. And look at y'all co-parenting.
Sometimes they're right in front of you. We hear this all the time, you know?
Right.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, Amy. Appreciate your feedback.
Yes. Bye.
Yes. Bye.
She said co-parenting's a good time.
Yeah, she did.
Amanda, she was co-parenting with just a friend.
Seriously.
Just a friend.
Mm-hmm. Amanda's in Waukesha quick. Let's go to her. She's married. She had some input because Nick Cannon doesn't like the word co-parenting. We're not judging that he has 12 kids with 6 women. That's none of our business. We're judging the co-parenting part. That's what we're talking about today. I don't care how many kids you have, as long as you take care of them.
Morning, Amanda.
Anyway, hey, girl.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey. All right, so what do you think about the word co-parenting?
So the prefix of co literally just means together. You're co-worker. You work together. You cooperate. It's just together. How many married people do you know that don't co-parent and one parent has the final say? And that's just parenting right there. But co-parenting means you're going to work together on those choices, together, working together.
That's an interesting spin.
Well, listen to this text too, Amanda. Somebody texted in and said, parallel parenting is the negative term. Only one parent actively involved. Co-parenting is a positive, multiple parents and their partners
involved.
Let's start
making up more things here.
Parallel parenting is just single parenting.
Well, it's easy for you to say because you're married, but us single parents, we have to deal with these terms all the time. You're like, well, let's not make, I'm like, well, then what are we going to call people like us? What are we going to call it? Just parenting? I don't know.
You know, when people who are divorced are not getting along, what do you tell them? You tell them, y'all need to co-parent. It's a positive thing.
Yeah, it is
you
true.
Need to step it up and co-parent, meaning work together, meaning make those decisions together.
That's what people are texting in.
I don't think it's negative.
That it's a positive.
It's literally what you tell people to do when they're acting a fool is to step it up and co-parent with somebody.
Yeah, we got
to
cooperate. Yeah.
She's right. Somebody texted in.
Cooperate and co-parent.
Co-counsel. Co-parent. Somebody wrote all these in, all the different words you can use, and said that's a positive connotation or a neutral connotation if you say
it's
co-parenting.
Together.
So basically, Nick Cannon is dead wrong.
He's dead wrong.
But say less.
And what's new?
By dictionary definition, he's wrong.
Amen, girl. Well, if you're crying in your car right now, you're going to cry some more. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Hello.
Hi, it's us.
Hi. We were just talking off the air about something very serious that you might possibly do today because you, DZ, and your wife, Erin, lost a baby girl last year, Elsie.
Yeah.
And you just turned to me and said, I may go get my tattoo today.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I might try. And we've talked about it on the show. You know, last year we had a circumstance, a very life-changing circumstance where we were pregnant and, you know, the pregnancy unfortunately didn't go through. We lost the baby.
You're in the second trimester.
We were in the second trimester getting ready.
It's not really a miscarriage. That's not what happened.
It was not a miscarriage.
No.
It was a lost pregnancy. Mm-hmm. We had to terminate. My wife was bleeding internally.
She almost died.
A very rare uterine bleed. She almost died. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, not a joke. I almost lost my wife. My children almost lost their mother last year. And we lost a child in that process. Mm-hmm. A baby girl that nobody really even knew about because we hadn't made it public yet.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we just passed the 1-year anniversary and I've been feeling dark, man. Mm-hmm. just down, drowned, hurting, mm-hmm. sorrow, if you will.
The anniversary of when you lost the baby.
When we lost the baby, when Erin, you know, when she had her medical emergency, mm-hmm. and was intubated for 24 hours to let her body rest after losing 90% of her blood.
Yeah.
Right? You know, and my wife and I, we like body modifications. We like art. We like tattoos.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think it might be time, and maybe it'll just help me process and grieve a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and work through whatever it is that I'm working through right now, to go get her feet pregnant. You know, I've wanted her feet prints on me for the year that mm-hmm. it's been.
Yeah.
And
you've talked about it before.
I think it's time, man. So I sent out a little message to my guy Chris from the Skin Museum, and whether it works out there or somewhere else. Like, mm-hmm. I honestly don't want to force it, but at the end of the day, I don't want to go home without this tattoo on my body.
Oh, you're very, I understand.
Yeah,
you're
this
is today. It's like one of these things where you got to do it now and you want it today.
I need something tangible.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm grasping at anything right now, man. Mm-hmm. And every time I close my eyes, I just see nothing but darkness, and I'm transported back to last year and mm-hmm. almost losing my wife. And
PTSD. PTSD.
Hard trauma that I just want to work through, and I feel like just being able to feel a tattoo that I know is my baby girl's feet just mm-hmm. would just give me some comfort, right? Some support, and just mm-hmm. will help me feel good, and something that I don't want to put on anybody else, because mm-hmm. my wife, huge support system. Mm-hmm. She knows what I'm going through. She understands the sadness.
And have each other.
The pain that I'm going through right now, she's going through the same pain,
mm-hmm.
right? But I also want something that's going to make me feel good, and something that I feel is going to flip the feeling of negativity into mm-hmm. a positive feeling mm-hmm. is that tattoo.
Yeah.
So
I think that's a great idea.
I think I might go
and
do
I think
that
you're doing really good, and I think I'm proud of you always for, you know, being vulnerable and expressing yourself and talking about, because losing a child and almost your wife is traumatic. They're traumatic on their own. And then you put them together. I mean,
wow.
My God. I mean, you know, and it was interesting yesterday when we talked about this a little bit. You said, well, I'm really grateful for the family I have.
Yeah.
So you still are able to, you know, appreciate your family, but you're going through it and you should, you know, and it doesn't make it any easier. Just because you have other kids doesn't make it easier that you lost a child.
Correct.
You know what I mean? It does nothing to help that, you know, it's still just as painful.
It's a part of the grief. And yeah. One thing I'm very appreciative to, almost too appreciative of, that it hurts sometimes, is how cognizant Sammy, our oldest, is. He's now 4.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire time from last year,
yeah,
he was very understanding of mom had a baby in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
And then mom had something happen and there's no longer the baby in,
yeah,
her stomach. And he understands that Elsie is a figure in our life,
mm-hmm,
a sister that, you know, never came to be. And sometimes I wonder, do you really get it? And then he'll ask questions or he'll make a statement that shows to me he really gets it.
Mm-hmm.
He genuinely understands that he's got a sibling that did not make it to this world. And that it's just a beautiful thing, and also painful, because I know that he sees the hurt that we've gone through and are going through.
Right, but you do that in order to honor her and never forget her.
Right.
You never want her forgotten.
Correct.
Which is why you get the tattoo, which is why you talk about her, which is why you bring it up to Sammy. Don't be afraid that we're never going to forget her. You're never going to forget her. We're not going to forget her. Don't worry about that. I understand why that's scary, but Elsie's not forgotten ever.
Thank you.
And now I hope you get that tattoo today, and I can't wait to see it.
Fingers crossed for me, y'all.
Who do I need to call? Because you know I'll get in the car right now. I'll skirt and be like, give this guy a tattoo or I will talk about you badly.
Chill out.
Is that too much?
Too far.
Damn. Okay, maybe I'll just go home and let you handle it.
That part.
TZ, you got this.
No, I appreciate it.
Love you and your wife.
Love you.
Thanks for sharing.
Love you so hard. Thank you.
People are texting in, sending hugs and all that. So
I appreciate it, y'all.
All right. We'll have an update tomorrow on the tattoo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.